Well, Brian, looking forward to the intermediate final, playing Naoimh Colmkill. I suppose, given your status in Division 1 and the way you've been going over the last couple of years, you were favourites from very early on in this championship, and you have lived up to that expectation so far.
Well, favourites tag is there from the beginning, all right, Tom. It's not going to change now. Yet again, I'm not too worried about it. I'm more concerned as our boys play football, we'll be okay. Like, we're playing Naoimh Colmkill. I've watched them a couple of times. Handy footballing team. Francie Martin has them in good order, so I expect them to put up a stern test.
And tell me about your campaign. You're obviously going pretty well in Division 2 in terms of the league, but in the Championship, you really, I suppose, you started off in Milford way back in May.
Yeah, we started in Milford, and then there was a big gap. We had a good win down in Milford. Now, we had a lapse of concentration for 10 minutes and let Milford back into the game. And we got away with a 5 or 6 point win. Big gap then to Ballintra and Burt game the week after. We got through them, no problem. And got Ballintra then again in the quarter final. And expecting nothing less from Ballintra in a do or die championship quarter final. They came at us at the very beginning and gave us a wee scare. Mm. Yet again, half time came, we regrouped, went in a point up, and just overpowered them and fitness wise in the end. Got us over that game pretty handily by 5 points. Mm. Ballyshannon then, local derby, always going to be the daggers in that, the back sort of thing. Bit of slagging from the supporters and players and that, but on the day now Ballyshannon were very up for it, and look, at they showed us that they can play football, which I knew they could, and gave us a very good game and ran us very close in the end, and we got over the line with a point. Like,
that was a pressure game for you, because you were going in, as we said from the outset, the favourites. They had nothing to lose, and obviously there's a local rivalry there and everything, and you know, it was a pressure game.
It was a pressure game, surely. I didn't expect anything else from Ballyshannon, and they had nothing to lose. You know, like, they were coming up against a team sitting second, Division 2. They were sitting in Division 3. It was Bundoran and are going to be favourites, end of story. Like, so Ballyshannon went into it with that attitude. Mm. Look, I'd go at them and leave everything on the field and see what you come out with.
But a great reality check, I suppose, as well, ahead of a final.
A good reality check, and another way of looking at it was a good game to get, and having it so close, it meant we had to fight and show our fight, you know. So there is fight in the lads, and we've seen it against Ballyshannon. So look at it, during the week there, or last week, we played Clahaneely and showed the fight again, so it carried on through into the league. So I hope it just carries on from now till the county final.
I know you've won the intermediate before, and you know you've been up there in the league, but there seems to be a consistency this year, maybe, and you're going to get results maybe with weakened teams and maybe something that you didn't do in the past.
Yeah, well, we seem to be getting, like, we've long time since we got a result in Clahaneely as a senior team in Bundoran, like, and we went down and we put the shoulder to the wheel, and we played probably for 40 minutes. Good football, very good football for 40 minutes. And had a convincing win down there. And other games during the league, we've lost points silly, stupidly as well, you know, over the league against maybe St. Noel's. We got 1 point in out of 4 of St. Noel's. And Naoimh Columba took points off us as well, you know. So we consistent, but dropping points foolishly as well, like, you know, with just lapse of concentration and that, but
And I suppose you have a bit of strength and depth, something that you haven't had maybe for a while, or maybe have getting greater, shall we say, commitment from a bigger group of players.
Definitely, now the commitment has stepped up. As I say, with the lack of football during the summer, it was hard to keep the boys under control, basically, and keep them wanting to play football when their games weren't coming at us. It was training. You didn't know whether it was going to be a game the following fortnight or following week, so it was hard to keep them going. But definitely now the commitment's come back into it, and the buzz with the lads wanting to play senior football back in Bundoran, which is good to see, you know, because the reserve football is a very easy option for a lot of players. Yeah. But
and it's a difficult town to organise football in, given the holiday nature and the festive nature that it's about.
It is. Like, at the end of the day, football's a sport that you're meant to enjoy, and people have to work. You know, and you work in Bundoran, you have to work during the summer. The man says you make hay when the sun shines, and that's when you have to do it in Bundoran. Lads, I understand lads have to make money, have to earn money for college and for living. So, like, football nearly comes second during the summer. to a lot of guys, which is not a bad thing. You know, it's not football's not the be all and end all, but you know, you'd like to see commitment coming back and the want to play football, which is more what I like to see.
And the other thing that strikes me about this, fair bit of experience there.
Well, there's plenty of experience there, like with the older lads in Tommy Hearn and James Keeney, Christopher Keeney. You've Kieran McCaughey, Niall Dunn, you know, Paul Delaney on the panel. We've a lot of experience there. A couple of nice young fellas coming through there as well. Like, and we acquired Paul Brennan there from Melvin Gales this year, which is a massive boost as well.
Former Leitrim player,
right.
Yeah. Talk to me about Niamh Colmkill. You watched them in the semi-final replay.
I watched them in the semi-final drawn game and the replay. Two totally different games. Both teams kind of set up differently in both games. But in the replay, Niamh Colmkill were the hungrier by far. And they came out of the traps very early on and went four up against Fannett. And at that, it just kind of looked dead and buried for Fannett that early on. And seemed to be in a good young team. Francie has them in good shape. They seem to like to play football, which is good, because our guys like to play football as well. So as I say, if you let them play football, they're going to play football. So our plan is not to let them play football and let us play the football. So it's up to them to stop us.